All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, after beginning this MLB season with a record of 16-26, the Los Angeles Dodgers have won 25 out of their last 34 contests, as they are now 41-35. Now, the Dodgers started this season with a bit of a World Series hangover, but they also had a slew of injuries, as Clayton Kershaw, Justin Turner, and Corey Seager have all missed significant time, with Seager being lost for the season. But you look at the Dodgers, and where would they be right now without the contributions of Matt Kemp, Max Muncy, and then once you look at their rotation, Ross Stripling and Walker Buehler. Now, credit to manager Dave Roberts, as he's been able to keep this thing together, and the Dodgers are looking like they could make another run at the postseason, especially since they were able to complete a three-game sweep this weekend of the beleaguered New York Mets. Now, I do expect the Dodgers to be active in the trade market prior to next month's trade deadline. I think the Dodgers are going to go out there and they're going to try to get themselves another arm. Why? Because, number one, Clayton Kershaw has not been himself this year because he's dealing with injuries, and I do believe that age is beginning to catch up with him. At the same time, the Dodgers need more depth in that rotation, and I keep saying it, somebody is going to go out there and pick up Cole Hamels from the Texas Rangers. Why not it be the Dodgers? Now, I like their chances in the National League West. They are right there behind the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, they're just 2.5 games behind the D-backs. They also find themselves in a position to contend for a wild card spot. And you look at LA's upcoming schedule. They're home for 4 games beginning tomorrow night with the Chicago Cubs, which is followed by a 3-game set at home versus the Colorado Rockies, and then 3 more with the Pittsburgh Pirates at home before they finish up the first half of the season in 6 games with the Angels and 4 games with the San Diego Padres. I think the Dodgers have an opportunity to enter the break at least 10 games over 500. And you look at them right now, the Cubs have not been playing great baseball. The Rockies are really stumbling after their strong start. The Pirates have cooled off, and the Angels have been up and down, while the Padres, they're still lingering around in last place in the National League West. So I really think that the Dodgers have a golden opportunity here to at least be 10 games over 500 at the break. And I think with that said, I think this team is going to be ready for some bigger and better things in the second half of the season. And like it or not, I really like their chances to win another National League West title. There was an opportunity to put the Dodgers out of their misery early. The Diamondbacks could not do that. And because of that, they're going to have a race on their hands from now until the end of September with the Dodgers to see who is going to be the NL West champion. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.